And to many I say, come and be obedient. For you've walked around and around and around and around the mountain of the one very thing that I've asked you to do, and I will never change. I will not change. My instructions cannot change. I will walk with you and walk with you and walk with you, but you will not progress with me unless you obey what I have told you. There is no other way. So listen to me. Listen to me. Trust that I know what I'm telling you, and it's for a reason. Listen to me. I cannot make decisions for you. Listen to me. Obey me. I ask you to come. Obey me. For the frustration that you have felt in your disobedience has been because you have not allowed me in. You've said no. And the frustration has built and built and built and built, and the devil's trying to use it as a case against me. But I say to you, if you will be obedient, you will move forward quickly. I'm not saying this to condemn. I'm saying this to edify. Not for your destruction, but for your edification. Obey me. For some are at the last step that if they do not do what I have been asking them to do, it's going to cost them the rest of their life. I'm a good calculator with the future, and I know where things will end up. Listen to me. Listen to me. You think you know what you're doing, but you don't. Listen to me. Let your pride down and say yes. Obey me. Listen to me. Trust me. There's only life. There's only life. But on the other side of the decision that I'm asking you to make, if you don't listen to me, there is destruction. And it will come. And I am warning you right now so that it will not happen. I am asking you to follow me to ensure that it does not happen, for I am the author of life. And I've come to give you life, but you can't have my life without obedience.